Hello everyone, this is Sven Angene for Fred Radio, the Festival Insider. I'm at the 72nd Film Festival in Venice, and my guest today is Francesco Pierucci. Hello Francesco, glad you could make it.
Hi, it's me, Francesco.
Now, you are here representing Italy in the European program 28 Times Cinema. How attached are you to Italian cinema yourself? Do you watch a lot of Italian films?
Yeah, of course. I watch it a lot, but I prefer the oldest one. So I think it's a very tricky situation right now because there are two-thirds of our cinema that is made by comedies. So it's a very difficult situation because the comedies are not quite good as usually do in the past.
What do you think are the reasons for that? How would you describe the situation for filmmakers in Italy right now?
Yeah, I think that it's quite difficult, it's quite tricky, because we have a lot of good potential directors, but we don't have brave producers. So it's very difficult for them to propose original ideas that they surely have, but in this kind of situation they have to make comedies with always the same actor that bring them people to the cinema, and or a kind of little films, little movies that are based about the social effects on the society, but they are not quite good for a lot of reasons, like they are always look the same. They are a little genre like a festival Italian movie or Italian festival movie. There's always like the same, with the same shots, same actor, same topics. So I'm really bored about that.
Now, you mentioned that there are a few very talented young Italian directors. Could you maybe give me and the audience a name or one example so that we could maybe watch some films about him?
Yeah, just yesterday I saw a very good film. It's Banglen by a 25-year-old director. Very nice, and I think it's a very original movie. And I guess I can also say about L'Intervallo by Saverio Costanzo. It's good too. So they are a different kind of movie that can bring us a new wind in the Italian cinema.
Thanks, I'm definitely going to watch those two movies when I get home. A lot of people say that the golden age of Italian cinema has passed now. What would you say was the golden age exactly? Are you fond of the classic Italian filmmakers?
Yeah, sure. I think that the our very golden age was about from the 45 after war to the early 70s. And I think that the diversity with the golden age is not just about the big directors like Fellini, Rossellini and that one, but you can see it in the comedies, because in the 60s we have Dino Risi with the Monsters or Il Sorpasso. A very good comedies. The Italian comedies was born there. And nowadays the difference is so hard to reduce. And I think this one is the main reason that I don't like right now the Italian cinema.
So you're a film student yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're a script writer.
Yeah.
What would you do to try and change that thing? Are you also into writing comedies, or is your field of expertise rather dramatic movies?
Oh, I think both. I usually have fun to write comedies, and also I like the structure of a drama. So I like them both. I'm just looking forward to make original stuff. So I think that nowadays we need fresh air, not just reboot, sequels, remake or something like that. The market is full of that shit. Sorry.
It's okay. Thanks a lot for answering your questions. I really hope that you will bring that fresh wind maybe to Italian cinema. We will see about that. As of now, that was me, Sven Angena, from the Venice Film Festival for Fred Radio, the Festival Insider. Thanks a lot, Francesco. Thanks a lot for listening, and have a good night.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.